here's the beautiful thing about it. You can develop an internal motivation. You can develop an internal drive.
Winning habits, winning routines, and a winning mindset.
You're the main character of your own life story.
Welcome to the Susan Sly Project, where entrepreneurs rule, startups launch, and the side hustle becomes the main hustle. Ladies and gentlemen, your host, Susan Sly.
Today, I am talking about the courage to do just about anything. And as we go through our lives, there are so many things we want to do. We want to grow a business. We want to get new clients. We want to get healthy. We want to heal a relationship. And this small voice inside us keeps us stuck and says, hey, you know what? You can't do that. What if you get rejected? What if people make fun of you? What if they criticize you? What if? Well, here's what I want to tell you. You were born with courage, and that courage is still within you. And you can tap into it anytime you want. So I'm going to share with you three things you can do to tap into your courage today, to leave this life inspired, fired up, to get things done, and just go out there and do amazing things in the world. My name is Susan Sly. I am a keynote speaker. I'm an author. I'm an entrepreneur. And I do these Bulletproof Mondays every single Monday to help you grow your side hustle, to grow your business, and to get stronger. Today's episode is inspired by a friend of mine, Andrew. Andrew served in the military for 15 years. He was a Marine. He did all sorts of special missions. And he and I were trading emails on Saturday, just talking about some of our shared background. And I was thinking about courage. And when someone has been in the military, when someone has been in the police, or right now, all of the first line responders, the nurses, the doctors, they don't have time to overthink things. They just do it. And you can do it too, whatever it is that it is for you. When we're born, babies are born with only two fears, the fear of falling and the fear of loud noises. So whatever fears you've got right now, my friends, so the fear of getting rejected, the fear of people saying no to you, which they rarely ever say no, they just tell you a bunch of excuses. The fear that, what are my friends gonna think? What is my partner gonna think if I grow this business? Or there's this crisis going on right now, so who am I to think that I can physically build an amazing business during this time? Guess what? You created all those fears. And just like a lot of the things that go on in your head that aren't actually true, these fears aren't true. The reality is you're probably not putting yourself out there enough, and you're using procrastination as an excuse to just not do the things you need to do to move yourself forward. And if you can resonate with that, just go ahead, say yes in the chat right now. So I want to talk to you today about how to tap into your courage, because if you can tap into it any single time, it suddenly makes prospecting for leads for your business easier. It suddenly makes following up easier. It suddenly makes putting yourself out there, dealing with the competition a lot easier. And you can, and you will, and you must. So what I want to do is just share a super, super quick story with you. And the story really centers around this whole concept of courage. So when I was training many years ago for the Ironman triathlon, I had this vision in my head that I wanted to come top 10 in the pro division of the Ironman. And if you don't know what the Ironman is, it's a 2.4 mile swim, 112 mile bike, followed by a 26.2 mile run. It's intense. And so I had been a professional duathlete, run, bike, run. I was not a great swimmer. And here I was thinking, I'm going to come top 10 in the pro division of an Ironman. So in 2000, I'm training pro. I get diagnosed with multiple sclerosis. I'm told, you're going to be in a wheelchair in 10 years. You're going to be dead in 20. Well, that was 20 years ago. I'm not dead. Yay, which is awesome. Obviously, I'm not speaking to you from the grave or anything. If you're thinking that, then you have bigger, maybe you shouldn't be on this Facebook Live. Anyway, so I go along and I'm training and it's getting harder and harder. And a lot of times it was just the courage to do the workout. That's what was keeping me going. So I enter this Ironman in Malaysia, and just a couple weeks before I'm supposed to leave, I fall off my bike in a training accident. I'm doing a 5-hour bike ride indoors in the city of Toronto, and the bolt comes loose on my trainer, and I smash into the top tube with my pelvis, and I end up fracturing my pelvis, if you can only imagine. Now, I literally black out, and Chris is there, and he's like, honey, I need to take you to the hospital. And I'm like, if you take me to the hospital, I'm not going to be able to do this race. And so he's like, you're crazy. And I said, yeah, probably, but I've got to go do this Ironman. I'm a year into the MS diagnosis. It's probably the only Ironman I'm going to get to do. I have to do this Ironman. So when I think about courage, I think about faith. I think about tenacity. I think about not giving up. So what I did a few days later, I get on an airplane with a fractured pelvis. I fly from Toronto to Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. And we're flying to Langkawi Island, and we're on one of these small turboprop planes. And there's media there from, you know, all the global media, Triathlete magazine. And the guys from Triathlete are in front of me, and they're like, who is this Susan Sly? And the guy goes, oh, she's this up-and-comer, and she's a top five duathlete in North America. And they go, well, Natasha Badman's here. Now, I started to freak out. Natasha Badman at that time was the number one triathlete in the world. And it wasn't a slacker field who showed up at this race. You had some of the best Lothar leader for the men's division. You had some of the best Ironman triathletes in the world show up. This was going to be my first and only Ironman. So I can't even sit on my bike. So I go to the race organizer. I get registered and I put my bike together and I go to sit on it. And it's this pain. It's this searing pain. It feels like someone's stabbing me, but down there. And I started to cry, and I'm sitting on the curb and I'm bawling my eyes out. And this guy goes, you know, are you okay? And I said, listen, I flew halfway around the world from Canada to do this race. I fractured my pelvis. I can't even sit on my bike. And he said, come with us to dinner and, you know, maybe you'll feel better. So they were from Germany. So I go for dinner. We're sitting in this big circle. There's one space beside me. And I said, who is this for? And this guy goes, oh, it's for my friend from America. I'm like, cool. So the guy comes, he sits down, we start talking. He's like, are you racing? I'm like, yeah, I'm racing. And I said, what do you do? And he said, I'm an ER doctor from Denver. And I said, well, I've got a bit of a problem. I fractured my pelvis. I can't sit on my bike, but I'm determined to do this race. He goes, I brought lidocaine with me. If we can get Marcaine, I'll freeze your pelvis. And I can't make you any guarantees, but I'll at least give you a fighting chance. To make a long story short, we got Marcaine. He injected me with lidocaine. I did the race. The freezing came out. It was so painful. They actually ran out of water. It was over 120 degrees. A third of the field didn't finish. And I came in eighth in the pro division of the Ironman. Now, the reason I share this story is because it took me courage. Everyone, my doctor was like, Susan, don't get on the plane. My husband was like, don't get on the plane. My friends were like, don't get on the plane. It takes a lot of courage to get on a plane and say, I'm going to do a race when I can barely even walk, right? And then to say, okay, I'm going to go for dinner with strangers. And okay, kids, don't talk to strangers. But as grown adults, you decide what you're going to do. To get on, you know, to go for dinner with these strangers when I felt like just giving up, feeling sorry for myself. It was this courage, putting myself one step in front of the other step in order to be able to do it. And of all the medals, this one hurt the most. This race really, really hurt. I couldn't even wear shoes for 3 days. And fun side fact, it was the last time I ever ate at McDonald's, because after I finished the race, I went with another racer, and we had Big Macs, fries, and milkshakes. They tasted so good. I haven't eaten at McDonald's since then, 2001. But anyway, that, you know, best medal ever. And so I want to share with you the three things that you can tap into to have your own version of courage, to do your own Ironman. Maybe your Ironman is having two new customers this week in your business. Maybe your Ironman is finally writing that book that you've been bottling up inside. Maybe your Ironman is starting a business because you've been furloughed or you've got something going on. I don't know what it is for you today, but I do know there are three key things. Number one, you got to focus on the road. If you go to racing school where you're going to race Formula One cars, and you can do that in places like Las Vegas, they will tell you one thing. Don't look at the wall. Because if you look at the wall when you're going around a curb, you're gonna hit the wall. You have to look at the road. And the same thing is true for courage. What you focus on, you find. And the reason people lack courage is because they focus on the boogeyman. They focus on, oh, people are going to reject me, or, you know, I'm not good enough, or this isn't going to work. That's what they focus on. You've got to focus on the road and not on the wall. And that's the first thing. You do not find courage focusing on your fears. You find your courage focusing on your strengths. You find your courage focusing on that goal outcome. How great is it going to feel when you achieve? You don't find your courage by just focusing on all the horrible, bad stuff that can happen. Does that make sense, everyone? I really hope it does. Number two is stop overthinking and just do it. Mel Robbins, she wrote an amazing book. I did a speaking event with her in Las Vegas. Great lady. And she's like, just count backward from three. Stop thinking about it. 3, 2, 1, make the call, Ralph. 3, 2, 1, do the follow-up, Lily. 3, 2, 1, get your resume out there to 50 people. 3, 2, 1, update that blog. 3, 2, 1, do the social media post. 3, 2, 1. I mean, even today for the live, honest to goodness, the new creator studio, I can't even tell you. I started it with 15 minutes to go to the top of the hour. I was still doing it 10 minutes after. And I'm like, you know what? There are people waiting for me. And even if it's one person, 3, 2, 1, I don't care if my lighting's not perfect. I'm on my cell phone. The reception isn't the best. But 3, 2, 1, Susan, just hit the freaking live button, because there's got to be one person at least who needs to hear what you have to say today. 3, 2, 1, just do it. So what would happen in your life? It was 3, 2, 1, DM the person who's a prospect for your business. 3, 2, 1, pick up the phone, call someone. 3, 2, 1, get the press release out there. 3, 2, 1, just get it done, get it done, get it done. In your head, you're not going to get things done. In the moment, that's how you get things done. And again, this is dedicated to my friend, my new friend, Andrew, who served in the military for 15 years. When it's a life and death situation, okay, and I've had many friends and I thank them for their service. If it's a life and death situation and you're in the middle of a zone where, you know, you've got a lot of people who want to do horrible things to you, you can't be like, I think I'm just going to go on Instagram right now. No, it's like, no, you can't do that. It's 3, 2, 1, go, 3, 2, 1, go, 3, 2, 1, go. And the more you do this, the better you're going to get, right? The last thing that I want to say is, take the shot and let the results take care of themselves. This comes from Wayne Gretzky, a great Canadian hockey player. He said, we miss 100% of the shots we never take. So Cassie, you go and you're like, you know what? I'm just going to reach out to 100 people and I'm going to let the results take care of themselves. If 99 of them say no, I'm still going to get one new customer in my business that I wouldn't have gotten had I not reached out to the 100. Right? If whatever it is, if you want to train right now for a 5K and you're in your apartment, it's not going to happen if you're just Netflixing and chilling. Start running around your living room. Do what you need to do. Take the step. Take one step, then the next step, then the next step, then the next step. Anything I ever achieved in my life, it came from going, okay, Susan, blinders on, just take the action and let the results take care of themselves. I want to finish with two quick things super fast. So to make a long story short, how I finished that Ironman in 120 plus degrees Fahrenheit when all these people are dropping out, I ended up blowing through all of my tires. If you're a cyclist, you know this is a bad thing. I had no spares left. I did the last 10 miles of the bike uphill on rims, which I know sounds like a crazy story, but it's a true story. And by the time I'm doing the marathon, I'm in so much pain. The freezing comes out. I'm desperate for thirst. And I started to focus on the wall. What if I don't finish? The race coordinator drives by me. He's like, Susan, how good is it going to feel for you to get that top 10 finishers medal? And I'm like, it's gonna feel really good. And I'm like, God, I don't know how I'm gonna finish this. Just then, a friend of mine who is an amputee athlete with no legs comes up beside me. He's like, let's run together. I'm like, okay, Paul, we're going to do this. And that, guys, that's what I'm telling you. It, you know, you guys know I'm a believer, right? If you start to take the first step, God, who you may call the universe, is going to show up in kind and send the right people in the right circumstances to support you. So just do it. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Let's focus on the road, not on the wall. And you can do this. Quick announcement. I have live free coaching Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 Eastern. It is for anyone with a side hustle. Doesn't matter what kind it is. We talk sales, we talk marketing, we talk mindset. Go to joinsusansly.com and get registered, because that's how you get the link. Joinsusansly.com. These are absolutely amazing sessions. And my annual marketing event, which is rebranded as UME, the Ultimate Marketing Experience, this is coming up September 24th to 27th in Phoenix, Arizona. It is 3.5 days of you focusing on your business, your social media optimization, your marketing, your mindset, your sales, your SEO. We're going to teach you the ins and outs of how to build an amazing online presence by people who are actually doing it. And it's just incredible. So go to agency8.com, www.agency8.com. Go to the events. We have a payment plan right now to help you. It's 3 payments of, I think it's $267. Go there right now. Get a ticket. Spots are filling up fast because we are, you know, practicing social distancing in the room. We're doing all the things we need to do. It's going to be an amazing event. Anyway, I apologize, guys. Whatever is going on with the Creator Studio, I can't speak to that. But what I do know is I love all of you. I am so grateful you showed up. Thank you for being patient and being faithful. You guys are amazing. And I will go in and read all of your comments right now. So with that, God bless. Go rock your day, rock your week. And I hope to see you in live coaching on Friday. Goodbye, everyone.
To find out more about Susan or hire her to speak, go to www.susansly.com. You can also find Susan on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and LinkedIn.